If you're hearing talk on the internet, you're listening to TalkZone.com.
Wow, thank you for that.
TalkZone.com.
Welcome to Becoming Thin Within with Deborah Wright. It's Internet Radio's unique perspective on weight loss, helping to heal and inspire you from the inside out with expert guests and insightful conversation. Now, here's your host for Becoming Thin Within, Deborah Wright.
Good morning and welcome to Becoming Thin Within. This is your host, Deborah Wright. I hope you've had a great week and had a wonderful 4th of July. Let's see, we have a great show for you today. Just a reminder, this is for you to give the listeners a place to come, get real no-nonsense advice about weight loss, nutrition, fitness, and general overall health and well-being. Of course, since I know things can get busy for you and sometimes you aren't able to catch the show, remember, you can go to becomingthinwithin.com and I've got all of the links there so you can listen to past shows. Of course, you could also go to TalkZone.com. We are broadcasting on TalkZone.com. Make this your favorite show or download it and listen when you're on the go. It airs live every Thursday at 11 a.m. Central Time and is available for download later that day. Just as a reminder, that you should always consult your physician before starting any exercise, weight loss, or diet program. This show is not a substitute for your physician's input. Call or email if you have any questions or want to talk. 888-463-6748 is the number. That's 888. Go for it. Or email questions@becomingthinwithin.com. Well, we are ready for our guest today, and I am excited to introduce this gentleman to you. He's got such an inspirational story. It's Dr. Calvin Chiniere. Dr. Calvin himself overcame obesity, low self-esteem after coming face-to-face with his future as he did rounds in the stroke unit during his medical internship in Brooklyn. At more than 330 pounds, he saw the effects of obesity firsthand and was frightened by the sight of his own scary and unhealthy future, which was completely preventable by losing weight and maintaining a healthy lifestyle, which is exactly what he decided to do. So please welcome Dr. Cal. Dr. Cal, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here today. You have such an inspirational story. And, of course, you've taken that and you've turned it into something just remarkable with what you're doing and helping people and your book. But first, I'd like to let the listeners get to know you a little bit better. So you were significantly overweight. How did that happen? I mean, did you not know that what was happening in your life was causing this stress? And when did you finally say, hey, I got to do something about this?
Well, I began to gain weight at a very young age. I can never really remember being a normal size. I was an overweight child and ended up being an obese teen, and my parents and family would always say the same thing, it's baby fat, it'll eventually go away. But I ended up being a 22-year-old with baby fat and a 24-year-old with baby fat. And then I eventually graduated from college and went to medical school. You would think that somebody would say something to me as I became a doctor, like, okay, maybe you shouldn't be a 300-pound doctor.
Right. But so you had already become a doctor, and you were still gaining weight?
Mm-hmm. But I'm a stress eater. I still am. And the first thing I think about when I'm stressed or studying late hours is eating. And so during medical school, I gained even more weight.
What, medical school stressful? So you continue to eat then, and then you started doing your rounds, and you were in the stroke unit.
Mm-hmm. After I graduated from medical school, I started my residency in the first year of the internship. So I was at a hospital in Brooklyn, you know, just working my normal 80 hours a week. And I was just dealing with patients, and young patients, 40s, early 50s, late 30s. And I was seeing all the pain they were going through. Some of them were dying, and even worse, some of them were living terrible lives with these debilitative chronic diseases. And I was thinking to myself, that's me in 20 years, 30 years, and I didn't want that.
Right. And so what did you do? How did you get started when you decided, hey, this is not my future. I can choose my future and I choose not this. What did you start doing?
I'd attempted many things my entire life. Everything, you know, looking for to lose weight fast. So this time I decided to try to lose weight slowly. So I just changed one thing at a time and started with a meal here. Started working out a little bit one day a week and gradually increased.
Okay. And so you knew, though, having gone through that, you tried several diets and programs, and you said, okay, obviously those diets aren't going to work. I need to do something different. And so you just did one thing at a time. So how did you manage all that? You're working 80 hours a week. How did you say, look, even with the 80 hours a week, even making $10 an hour and having $200,000 in student loans, even I can do this. How did you come to that? Because we've all heard it, and I'm sure you hear it now as a doctor too, that, oh, I don't have time, I don't have money. How did you come to that finalization that, you know what, I don't need time and money, I make it?
Well, I studied all literature as far as the medical genres, and I also studied as many weight loss success stories as I could possibly get my hand on. And so, and then when I got from most, if not all of those success stories, was that the fact that they did it slowly. And so they did it gradually, and they changed things slightly. So it wasn't a huge change. And once you make small changes, they take up less time. So many people will start working out, and they'll start working out 2 hours a day, every day, and they say, I don't have time for that. Well, then you don't need that. You do 20 minutes every other day. And there's plenty of time in the day for we spend a lot of time doing things that we shouldn't be doing anyway. So there's plenty of time.
Right. And so how long did it take you and how much did you lose?
Took me, I would say the first 100 pounds came off in a year. Then the next year, the next 30 pounds came off. So I lost over 130 pounds in over a 2 year period. And it's been about 3 years since then. And I've been maintaining it. I still want to lose about 10 more pounds, but that's more for appearance's sake.
Yeah, don't we all? We all. Oh, I saw it's about 5 pounds. Yeah. No, that's great. So you've been maintaining it. And what have you done? Because a lot of people say, I am great at losing weight. And that's what I used to be really good at losing weight. And then I had a hard time maintaining it. And finally I made that switch over. How did you go from just losing it to making this my life so that I can maintain it?
Well, I slowly incorporated everything that I do now into my life while I was losing weight. So I never went back. A lot of people make the mistake of doing things to lose weight and then assuming they can go back to the way they used to live. And I knew once I started that I wasn't going to adopt any changes, even at 300 pounds, that I couldn't maintain at 200 pounds. So for everything I do now, which is I lift weights 2 to 3 times a week, do cardio 2 or 3 times a week, eat smaller portions more frequently. Everything I do now, it's like second nature. It's just part of my life. They say if you do something for 21 days, it becomes a habit. Well, it probably took me about 3 months of doing it and became a habit.
Well, yeah, and that's exactly right. Once you start doing it enough, then you get used to it, but you made the small changes. You didn't completely change over your entire life from today to tomorrow and expect it to take on. Now, I do have an email or question for you, Dr. Cow.
Mm-hmm.
It's from Pat, and she says, Dr. Cow, since you are a doctor, do you feel that was an extra motivator for you to lose weight since people expect you to be healthy? So do you think that since you're a doctor and people sort of look at you and say, well, you're a doctor, you're supposed to be healthy, that was an extra motivator for you? Or was that not even, were you thinking health, future, I need to get this taken care of regardless of my profession?
No, it was definitely a motivator. As I was working with patients, especially stroke patients and heart patients, one of the things I would tell them when I saw them in clinic was they need to lose weight. They need to eat better. They need to exercise.
Yeah.
many of these patients were smaller than me, if not all of them. At 330 pounds, I was a pretty big guy. And I knew no one ever said it, but I could see them looking at me thinking, you're bigger than me. Like, and you're telling me I should lose weight? You're telling me what I have to do to lose weight? And so that was a definite motivator to help me lose it.
Sure. And and that makes sense. I mean, that would be like you're standing there smoking a cigarette saying, I'm going to teach you how to stop smoking. But whether it's your profession or you just want to be healthier, I mean, it's something that you have to make, like you said, a lifestyle change and incorporate that. Now, you took then all these principles, everything that you did to make you successful, and you decided at what point I need to put this down in a book so that I can help other people.
After I got on the 200 pounds, I felt great. Family members, friends of friends were emailing me and calling me and asking me, how did I do it? What's the magic bullet?
Right.
How do I do this? And I couldn't find much literature or many books out there that weren't trying to pitch a fad diet. So I was thinking, okay, well, I need to put something out there to help people who don't want to do fad diets, people who want to lose weight and keep it off. And so I said, you know, let me write this and just get it out to as many people as I can. And a little, it's supposed to be a 20-page thing, and the writing just kept going and going and going until it became the Don't Go Broke Diet.
Right, and it's pretty lengthy. You've got several books, and what I like about it is that it's an e-book, so you buy it, and then you can get it immediately, and you can either read it online or when you download it, or you could, of course, print it out, which I have some of it. And I want to talk as much as we can about that, about the book, because it really, I love your humor in it, by the way. There are a couple pages or a couple parts where I can see where you must have just been laughing when you were writing some of it, because you have a good humor.
I try my best.
Well, it makes the reading go a little bit easier too when you feel like it brings your personality out. But what I do want to talk about is, first, why did you decide an ebook as opposed to going the published route? Is that because you wanted to make it more accessible?
Yes. I thought about putting it out in print because I want as many people to get my message as possible. But I found a lot of roadblocks and politics involved in getting your book out that way. And I'm not necessarily interested in the whole becoming the next diet guru type. I just want to help as many people as possible. And so I figured, you know, I can get it. I've already written this. It's done. I could wait another 2 years to get it published, or I could just put it online and let people, anybody who wants it, get it.
Right. And I do, one thing I love about it is a lot of what you talk about is exactly what I do with my clients and the way I went about my own transformation. And some of your foundations, because you start off with the primer, your first ebook, the primer. And what exactly, explain the purpose of the primer.
In my opinion, and from my experience and the experience of people who I've worked with who have lost weight and kept it off, weight loss happens in the mind first. Before it happens in the mouth, before it happens in the muscles, it has to happen in the mind. You have to get yourself ready for it. It took many, many years for most people to gain the weight. So they have these inbred behaviors that need just as much time to change. So the primer is there to help you change your mind and change the way you think about weight loss. And once you get that part down, the rest of it's easy. It's just changing the mind is the hardest part.
Absolutely. And so you've got in chapter one of the primer, you have sections on where you're asking about weight loss readiness, and you ask, are you ready? Which a lot of people, I don't think, really ask that question, am I ready? And of course, then you say, are you ready? And then you say, I know what you're thinking. Of course I'm ready. Why do you think I bought this program? Of course I'm ready. I want to lose weight. But what you're saying is, you know, emotionally, mentally, are you ready? And some of them, for instance, one of them, you say, your question is, are you ready to stop bad habits? Because you, to lose weight, you're going to have to unlearn your bad habits and replace them with productive habits. All behaviors can be learned and unlearned, which is, speaks right down to what I talk to my clients about, is you have to replace those bad habits with good habits, but are you ready? How did you come up with all of these questions? And we'll talk about a couple more of them, but the readiness, how did you prepare the readiness section?
I did a lot of research into all the literature out there as far as medical journals, and I also asked a lot of questions. So I asked a lot of people who I know believe that they can't lose weight. Like, why do they not believe that? And I also thought of all the things that I once told myself every time
right.
I try to lose weight. Okay, this is why I won't do it. This is why I can't do it. And I said, okay, well, you have to get rid of all that before you can move forward. And so between the literature and doing interviews of individuals and my own experience,
yeah.
I came up with the 12 questions.
And they're all very good as far as you have to ask yourself these questions to know if you are ready to make it. And it's not just to make it to lose weight. It's what you're asking is, are you ready to do this for your life? Are you ready to make a lifestyle change? And your foundation principles for the entire program, you've got, it's a foundation behavior change, first of all. It encourages slow weight loss, and it does not require a huge financial investment. You were saying, you know, I did it on barely nothing. I owed a lot of money. I had very little. You don't have to join a gym. You can do this if you have to. Now, you may progress to a gym. You may progress, but you're saying get those roadblocks out of your way. Is that right?
Exactly. Oh, definitely. There are a lot of things in the weight loss industry that are expensive, and many of them work. And so if you can afford them, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But it's not essential to weight loss. You can lose weight on a family income to where you don't have much money left over. Two-thirds of our country are overweight, and most of these people cannot afford all the big gyms and all the expensive weight loss programs. And they should not be prevented from losing weight. So I wanted to come up with something to help those people. Because I was once, as a resident, making less than $10 an hour, working 80 hours a week, had no money and no time, and I had to come up with novel ways to do it.
Right. And so for those people who say, well, I can't because I don't have a personal chef, I can't because I don't have a gym, you're saying, well, that's not an excuse you can use anymore. Here's my book. And here's a way to prove that. And it is a very sound book. Now, before we run out of time, just briefly, what else do you have? You've got the primer, and then what else do you have? What other parts are there?
Well, there's the primer, which is the main part, which is the behavioral change. And then also part where I discuss diet and the nutrition plan as far as what food you should eat and explain exactly why you should be eating, what food you shouldn't eat, and why you shouldn't be eating them. There's the activity plan, which is the exercise plan, which encourages you to do strength training, cardio, and also increase your activities of daily living. There's the recipe book, which gives you recipes and snack ideas. All of the recipes are under $1.50 per serving, and all of the snacks are under $1 per serving.
Very good.
And there's the grocery list also, which pretty much tells you what foods in a grocery store you should and shouldn't be buying. There are about 400 foods on the list, and these are the foods that you should focus on if you're trying to lose weight and keep it off. And then there's the grocery guide, which teaches you, beyond just inexpensive foods, how you can even save more money by using coupons and warehouses and other tips to help you lose weight and save money on groceries.
Right. And then you've got some bonus material, and it's all, like I said, it is the foundation. It starts with the mind. And that's what I love so much about it, is you're not trying to sell pills. You're not trying to sell a gimmick. You're saying, look, you have to start in your head. It has to be a lifestyle change. If I can do it, owing $200,000 in loans, weighing 330 pounds in a profession that expects me to be thin and svelte, working 80 hours a week, you can too. There are no more excuses, and I love that. So thank you so much for being with us today, Dr. Cal. I know that if anybody gets a hold of this book, it's going to be inspirational. It's going to change their lives. And I hope they do. So we need to take a break right now. Thank you again, Dr. Cal. We will be right back with more Becoming Thin Within. I'm your host, Deborah Wright.
Is facing the same old boring gym or Stairmaster day after day keeping you from reaching your fitness goals? And listen up, because Velocity Sports Performance has everything for everybody in the family and is the ultimate training facility that offers you a chance to be taught by world-class performance coaches who have worked with professionals and Olympic-level athletes. You'll be training at the same place the professionals do, or maybe even next to one. Whether you want to improve your game or join a boot camp to lose some weight and tone up, this is your answer. No boring treadmill day after day here, and no two sessions are alike. Velocity also offers training programs for anyone and everyone, regardless of age, gender, skill level, or athletic or fitness goals. Their core programs are designed for youth, middle school, high school, and elite athletes, as well as adults and teens. Training in small groups ensures maximum one-on-one attention. Call 615-661-8771. That's 615-661-8771. Or go to velocitysp.com/coolspring. That's velocitysp.com/coolspring to get your tour and start your free trial today.
Are you struggling with out-of-control or emotional eating? You don't have to suffer alone. At The Hungry Heart, we provide a caring approach to out-of-control eating. We take slow, steady steps to help you discover where your dependency on food comes from, what your triggers are, and how deep your addiction goes. But we don't stop there. Once we have a clear understanding of your relationship with food, we work to change the beliefs that cause that behavior so you heal your relationship with food and come to peace in your life. Wouldn't it be great to finally go one day in your life without being controlled by what you're going to eat or what you can't eat? What if you could go every day of your life like that? That's an empowering freedom that resonates into the rest of your life. Call The Hungry Heart to schedule your free consultation with a trained counselor who has also overcome her own issues with food. This is a safe, non-judgmental, and confidential environment. Go to hungryheart.org or call 877-HUNGRY7 to find a compassionate counselor near you.